There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
We're back now with more Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. The Church of Cannabis in Indianapolis has had its second service with approximately 100 people, maybe even more than that, attending the second time around. Sounds like the attendance has cut basically in half. I had heard that it was at least 200 the first time out.
Yeah, probably cut in half because... Well, people were expecting to smoke some cannabis, and that didn't happen.
Right, and specifically, it wasn't an accident that it didn't happen. The leader of the Church of Cannabis, Bill Levin, specifically asked people to not smoke in the church at the service. And now they've had their second service, and they've also filed a lawsuit earlier this week against a bunch of different government bureaucrats, like the sheriff, the police chief, the mayor in Indianapolis, also the city itself and the state have been sued by the First Church of Cannabis.
Now, I'm not an attorney. I don't pretend to play one on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
But my thinking here is that it would be better for them to attempt to smoke cannabis during one of their services, get arrested, and then they can say, look, we're being prevented from practicing our religion.
Aren't they going to make that argument anyway?
They are, but there's no proof that they are being prevented. They've been told you can't do it.
Right.
But without an actual arrest, you have not been prevented.
Yeah, that's true.
You've just been told, we don't want you to do this.
The cops could be bluffing.
They right.
may not have moved in and made arrests, although it certainly sounded like they would. A demo was able to identify undercover agents who were actually packing heat, apparently, into the church, and there was no weapons policy at the church, so it seemed pretty clear to a demo that these were cops, and I guess the guns were printing, as they call it, where you can see sort of through the shirt where the person's gun was, and he called them out, and they admitted to being government agents, so he busted them.
Interesting.
Which he's really good at, by the way. He's done that a number of times. I've seen it happen. So he's got that sixth sense for cops. So they're filing a suit, and what's going to happen? Well, Daryl, your prediction is that it's not going to be a success, that the government will argue that they have a compelling governmental interest in continuing the war on drugs. And
either
so,
that, or the judge will throw it out and say you lack standing, because you've not actually been prevented from...
That would be really interesting if that happens, because then that'll basically corner him into, all right, now you got to do civil disobedience.
Right. So I'm wondering if these guys are bluffing.
Wait, who?
The Church of Cannabis.
What do you mean?
Well, they're not willing to smoke cannabis.
Mm-hmm.
They want to file a lawsuit. I was able to find their Facebook page, by the way.
What's it called? For people that are looking for it.
It is Cannatarian, so Cannatarian is how it's spelled, so facebook.com/Cannatarian. I found it by typing in Church of Cannabis, and it was the first thing that popped up. So I found on their site they have a food vendor application that I want to read in a moment.
Okay.
But on another site, I actually found their 12 commandments.
All right, I want to hear about those in a moment, but we actually have Akko, who has called in from Cameroon, Africa, where we are back on the air, by the way, back on satellite over much of Africa, more than just Cameroon, but that's where Akko is. And Akko, are you calling us from your hometown tonight?
Hello, Ian. Hello, Darren. Yes, I'm calling from my hometown.
Wow, congratulations. This, I think, is big news, because we've had Akko on the show a number of times over the last... How long has it been now? A year, Akko, since the first time you called?
Yeah, the first time I ever called on Free Talk Live, I think it's July 2014.
Okay, so yeah, it's been about a year that we've been hearing from you off and on and sort of learning about life in Cameroon, Africa, what it's like for you and what it was previously. The steps you had to go previously to call the show included getting on a bus, driving 40 kilometers
Forty kilometers to Bamenda just for me to have access to the internet.
Right, and then you had to borrow somebody's laptop, and you had to buy an internet access card. You had to prepay essentially to get X amount of gigs, and
yes, but
it's expensive.
But recently we have a new internet provider in Cameroon, Nextel. They have just connected up. So right now I'm calling from my hometown.
That is so exciting. Did you ever run a speed test? I'm just curious as to what the speeds are out there.
No, I haven't. I haven't done that yet, but I will do that with you very soon.
Very cool. I'm fascinated to know what it's
yeah,
like.
After he posted on Facebook about the company that he's using, I actually found their website, and they post some of their estimated speeds, and it seems to be pretty fast. I forget exactly what it was.
He was getting 600 kilobits a second.
But it was saying, like, you could download a full-length movie in 15 minutes.
Fast.
I'm sorry.
They're very fast. They're fast.
You sound great, by the way.
One of the companies that we have even used.
So, how are you getting online? Do you have your own computer in your hometown?
Yes, in my hometown, I have a brother here who has a computer. I always go on his computer to call on Free Talk Live.
And so, you're basically getting 3G internet access. You are using a cell phone card in the laptop. Is that kind of how it works?
No, Nextel says an internet key here, so my brother bought one. I just had to recharge it and start using the internet. But the internet offers here are very expensive, just that it's from midnight that their offers are a bit cheaper.
I couldn't make out what you were saying there. It's a little cheap. What is cheaper?
I'm saying that their internet offers Nextel is very expensive during the day. You cannot really buy their bundle. Most of the time, I only buy bundle that can only access Facebook. But from midnight.
Nextel, the company you're using, sells internet access that won't let you go outside of Facebook?
Yes, only I browse only Facebook.
And this is why we need net neutrality, or why we don't need net. I forget which one, but one of these things is to prevent that from happening.
It is only from midnight that they have cheaper bundles that I can buy.
Uh-huh, okay. Well, that's interesting because so basically they're selling based on the traffic, right? So they know people are at businesses and awake during the daytime, and they're more likely to want to be on the internet. So it's more expensive to be on. That makes total sense. If your bandwidth is limited, and I bet it is, they only have one line or whatever running out to Ndop, which is where you live in Cameroon. But still, what is it when you factor in the cost of what the bus ride and all the time would have taken, because you would have had to ride 40 kilometers out to go to Bamenda, where you then could get online once you got a laptop and got internet connection out there. You factor in the cost of the bus ride. Is it actually cheaper to stay home?
Absolutely cheaper. Yeah. It is absolutely cheaper here. It saves time. I mean, I'm very comfortable now with it, no matter how it is.
It saves a lot of time. I mean, 40 kilometers took you how many hours?
It used to take about 1 hour, 30 minutes, because the road is so bad. The road has
1 hour and 30 minutes? 90 minutes?
Yeah. 1 hour, 30 minutes.
You're saying 1 hour and 30 minutes?
1 hour, 30 minutes.
Okay, got it.
Normally, it should be about 45 minutes, but the road is so bad.
Wow.
It's very terrible.
So here you are. Congratulations. This is a big deal for you, and this is like a big tech month, basically, for you. I mean, you've got internet access now in your hometown, which has never had it before.
I have my Liberty Radio Network back. We are running a campaign here telling people, sensitizing people about the return of LRN.FM, and people are embracing it. It's just a wonderful news.
Great.
The other day, I even went to a radio house and made an announcement there, and many people are calling me back at that age.
You went to a radio house. What is that? What is a radio house?
The radio house is just some few kilometers from here. It is called Stone FM. We always have some local radio shows on it.
Mm-hmm. So it's actually actually broadcast radio. It's on FM broadcast radio.
Yes, we are making some plans there to start broadcasting Free Talk Live on it.
That would be amazing if you could pull that off.
Oh, that'd be great.
Well, if you want to hang on, Akko, can you stick with us? I'd like to talk more. That's all.
Yes, I have some disturbing reports here that I want to make.
You have what you want to make?
I have some disturbing reports here.
Disturbing reports. Okay. All right. I'll make a note. We've got disturbing reports coming up. But that's good news. I'm really excited for you. And stand by, Akko. We'll be back with more with Akko from Cameroon, Africa. Finally calling us for the first time from his hometown. Very cool. We're on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And now we're extending our in-home trial to let you try Listen Clear risk-free for a full 45 days, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. Call now, 1-800-956-9829. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your extended 45-day in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-956-9829. That's 1-800-956-9829. 1-800-956-9829.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're We're back with more Free Talk Live. We've got time for you to join us here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And don't forget, you can join us on Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight in studio, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
And purse.freetalklive.com. I'm really excited about Purse, and I was excited before they teamed up with us officially on the air. I was just a customer for a long while of Purse, and you probably should be too if you want to get, 20%, maybe even more off of your purchases at Amazon. You know, Amazon's already got a huge selection and arguably the best prices on the internet on a whole lot of it, so now knock another 20% off. Or 25%, or 15%, or whatever. You select the discount that you want, and then you pay with Bitcoin to get the product. And this works anywhere in the world. Where if you can get Amazon to ship where you are in the world, and I don't know if they ship to Cameroon, but if they do, then Akko could totally get in on
this. They probably do, but not through Amazon.com. Would probably be through, like, you know, dot something else.
Is there, Akko, do you know if there's an Amazon? Akko's with us, by the way, from Cameroon via Skype. Is there an Amazon that services Africa?
I'm not quite sure about Cameroon, but I think that if Amazon can ship things to DHL, it is possible that somebody can receive the items here.
I suspect they can. I mean, I don't know which one would do it. I mean, there's Amazon Japan, there's Amazon Germany, there's Amazon UK, Canada, US. So wherever you are in the world, you can get a deep discount off of anything on Amazon just by paying with Bitcoin. Go to purse.freetalklive.com. Even if there's nothing you want right now, just go to purse.freetalklive.com. You can sign up, and when you do, you'll be sort of under the Free Talk Live account, and Free Talk Live get a very small percentage of the purchases that you make from then on. So just go and get signed up at purse.freetalklive.com. Plus, there's an easy video that you can watch on there that simply explains how easy it is to use purse.freetalklive.com. Okay. So, Akko, you're back with us here. And you're, yes, sir.
Yes, we have some very disturbing reports here in Cameroon about the abuse and exploitation of young Cameroonian girls who travel with instead of job opportunities. This is as a result of the availability of jobs over there. There are posters here, banners, and even advertisement of job opportunities there.
And where is it? The jobs are, I missed that.
In Kuwait.
Kuwait, okay.
Yes. The recruitment agents here brandish the files of the jobs full of healthy and good-paying jobs. But all of those information are false because when these girls arrive at the airport, their passports are seized, confiscated, and they do not even know where they are going to finally. So all the ideas about the jobs that they're going to have are false. There are reports that when they arrive at the airport, their passports are seized and all other documents. The masters who applied for this housemate will take them home with no terms of job agreements. In fact, they are sold as slaves.
Oh,
it's
no.
A modern-day slavery.
They are sex slaves?
They are as housemates there with no pay. At times, they are even beaten for resisting to do some house chores.
Oh, man.
They are punished at times with starvation. They are abused and subjected to domestic violence. These are very horrible reports, and it is coming from two of the girls who escaped from there. They are saying of how they go for days without eating.
They went to Kuwait. They were taken into this sort of hellish slavery situation, which I imagine involves sex slavery in a lot of cases.
Which they were promised very good paying jobs. But upon arrival there, they realize that they are going to be used as domestic servants, as housemates.
So this is happening right now in Cameroon. There are these recruiting companies that are... I mean, why aren't these companies being targeted? Whoever's hanging these banners, whoever is pitching...
That is what I think we should do now. We should look for those agents who are recruiting these guys for this exploitation. That is what we are going to do. Because most of them have reports of how they are sexually harassing them, abusing them, exploiting them with little or no pay.
I'd grab a video camera and I don't know how often you can find those there, but they're fairly prolific here in the U.S. Get some sort of video device and start recording, or go and confront one of these guys who these recruiters want to find one of them and confront them, or, you know, and ask some tough questions. I bet that'll put them on the spot and make them sweat.
I think that is going to be the best thing, because the whole world has to know about this. It should not just go unheard of. It is a very terrible thing. People across the world, organizations, NGOs, and even human rights organizations are fighting against human trafficking. That sounds pretty much like a human trafficking to me.
It does. I mean, that's absolutely what it is. It's not an unheard of story, right? You know, you take young girls or young males in a place where it's not a great place to live. I mean, there's not a lot of opportunity in a lot of these places in Africa, and so you tantalize them with the tale of a better life, and it's easy to get them to sign up.
Here, I'm trying to organize some demonstrations in support of these innocent girls to make our governments aware about their predicament, about what they are going through. These girls did not go there for any exploitative reasons. They went there to in search of greener pastures. We have even filed some complaints to Human Rights Watch and some organizations, some NGOs. They told us that they have received more than 10,000 complaints from these domestic servants in Kuwait just in 2014. And the complaints range from non-payments of wages, withholding of passport, excessive long hours of work without rest, physical, sexual, and psychological abuse. So this is not something that we should just sit on. It is something that we are going to make the whole world to know about.
Well, I think that's good news, and I know you had talked about starting up a blog, Akko. Did you ever get around to doing that?
When I wanted to study, I didn't have access to the internet.
Now you do.
I think I can do it right now.
Yeah, I would go to WordPress. Would you recommend WordPress, Daryl?
WordPress is super easy.
Yeah, I'd go to WordPress.com. They'll let you set up a free account there, and you can get started blogging this right away. And that way you can, you know, kind of put the news about this somewhere and then start to promote that. And if you can get on, you know, it sounds like you're already on the local FM station, which is really exciting, and that's a good way to get the word out, too. Anything else you want to share tonight with our audience?
I just want to say that we are very happy here that the Liberty Radio Network is back on. We are trying to get back our listeners connected to it. Thank you very much for your effort.
Well, thank you for your efforts, because if it weren't for Akko, we never really would have known the impact that the satellite channel was having there in the first place. And further, when they actually put us back on the air on July 1st, they didn't put us on the air. They put, like, some sort of Latin music on. And had Akko not sent me a message saying, I think there's Latin music on your radio station, then it wasn't me, right? Like, it was the satellite company. Somebody had put the wrong feed in there. And so I contacted the technical support guys and said, hey, can you check this? And they checked it. And sure enough, something was wrong and they fixed it. So we're good to go.
Latin Radio Now, Liberty Radio Network. They both have LRN.
It's confusing. Sure,
close
I understand.
Enough.
And Akko, you're also going around handing out flyers advertising that LRN.FM exists, with the satellite coordinates and everything. So, I mean, you're really going above and beyond the call of duty. And if you can get us on FM, if you can get us on Stone FM, I'll be just blown away and so grateful.
We are trying to arrange that.
Very exciting. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Akko. I'm glad to hear from you. I'm also really, really excited that you don't have to go 40 kilometers just to call the show anymore.
Yeah,
so.
That's
thanks
great.
For the call tonight. Congratulations, Internet, coming to the middle of the woods in Africa. Very cool stuff. 855, 453. More coming up here.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Want to listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programs without a radio signal or internet? Just call 605-562-4213. Get instant access to all GCN live feeds right on your phone, anywhere you want, anytime you want. 605-562-4213. It's our way of ensuring everyone has the opportunity to enjoy GCN. 605-562-4213. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We are back with more Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us here toll-free. 855-450-FREE is the number. That's 855-450-3733, and you can join us online anytime you want. Just go to freetalklive.com, and you can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. We've got a chat room actually built into the same page as our webcam. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com to get interactive. If you're online, wherever you are in the world, ProXPN can work for you. ProXPN is a global virtual private network that actually encrypts your internet connection. So whoever your provider is, whether it's your cell phone company, cable modem, whoever it is, they won't know what you're doing anymore. Right now, they're probably logging all the websites you visit, the search terms you're entering. They're creating a database about you and then maybe selling that information to some other corporation, perhaps handing it over to the government. Either way, you probably don't want that happening, and you can prevent it from happening by using ProXPN. So go to proxpn.com/FTL, and when you use code FTL50, that's FTL like Free Talk Live, and 50, you'll get 50% off the regular monthly price when you buy an annual account, and you'll get the unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access, private torrenting ability, you can get past regionally blocked websites, and ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits. You get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, Linux. It's easy to set up. It's free to go get started. ProXPN.com/FTL. And don't forget promo code FTL50 to get a great discount on privacy that is priceless. Let's go to Joe, and then we'll get to the Church of Cannabis and their 12 commandments.
Yes.
Here in a moment. Joe is in Morris, Alabama, listening to LRN.FM. Hello, Joe.
Hello. It was amazing how small the world is.
Joe, do me a favor. I'm sorry, before you go on, back off your phone for by an inch, if you could, please.
Okay, how's this?
A little better. Go ahead.
All right. It was amazing how small the world has become with modern technology.
It is, isn't it?
I hear the young man from Africa. It's like he was right here in our backyard.
Yeah, he sounded better than you did. Or it sounds better than your call, because he called on Skype.
There he goes. Amazing. He was talking about young people getting involved in a job thinking they had great opportunity and being taken advantage of.
That's right.
Companies go around to colleges now and recruit college students and take them to another city with no transportation and give them to work in situations similar to that right here in the United States. And it's sad.
That's true. They're the van teams, as they've been called.
Right. Right, and it's sad that happens, but, you know, people just need to be aware that people are always out to abuse people, and it is so sad. And that was just my comment.
Yeah, I thank you for the call tonight, Joe. Appreciate you pointing that out, that this isn't something that's just happening in Cameroon. This is happening anywhere there are young people who are inexperienced and, you know, hungry to be a success.
Well, I was thinking of something, not the van teams, but something that the U.S. government actually does.
The military?
Where they go around and they talk to high school and college kids and say, you can travel the world.
Sure.
If you sign up, then you can go work in, like, one of the embassies, do this, do that, all of this great, wonderful stuff. You'll get job training. Just sign up for the Marines or the Coast Guard or whatever, and then you wind up, you know, getting in. And, oh, okay, now you have to go kill people.
Yeah, where they will send
you're still seeing the world, but you have to kill people. That's your job now.
And they'll send you where they want you to go, not
yes.
where you thought you were going to go. Those recruiters can, of course, tell lies and
right.
frequently do.
The recruiter's job is to get people to sign the paper, and you get people to sign the paper by saying whatever you have to say.
Yeah, and at least with the van team, if you can escape, you can pretty much get away from them.
Right.
They're not likely to spend many resources chasing you down, but the U.S. military is more likely to come after you.
And my guess is the females, at least two-thirds of them that sign up for the van team, probably aren't getting raped. Two-thirds of the females that sign up for the military are probably getting raped.
Yeah, was it two-thirds? I thought it was one out of three.
I thought it was higher than one out of three.
I remember there was an NPR report from a few years back that was saying it was one out of three, but we'll have to dig up some information on that one. But there are some reports
of that. I know a lot of them go unreported, so they have to speculate on what the number is. So you might be right. It might be one out of three. But again, it's all speculation because most of them are unreported. Of the ones that get reported, the women often further report that the person that they reported the initial rape to sexually assaulted them before telling their superior and getting a hearing. And then it's basically, you know, female character assassination.
I have heard that the van teams do have some instances of rape, however. I imagine it's not as common as being in the military, but these van teams, for those that don't know, they're these sales teams, basically. They pitch to teenagers fresh out of high school, hey, you can make a bunch of money. And
make up to $100 a day.
Right.
Yeah, I've seen these ads.
Yeah, you'll see exciting places or whatever. And then they send these teams of teenagers around, and they're usually pitching magazine subscriptions or something else. And they basically spend all day long knocking on doors, going door to door and pitching this stuff to people. And, of course, it's not a great deal for whoever signs up either. But for the people in the van team, there have been complaints about, you know, not getting paid on time, being abused sexually and physically as well, with, like, managers who are physically abusive to people, not getting what they were promised to get, having to live in, you know, the same hotel room together, and maybe being sort of in very uncomfortable circumstances. haven't heard about out-and-out sex slavery as part of the van teams. That's not to say it doesn't exist. Certainly sex slavery exists in the United States as well. But frequently these things are not as advertised. And, of course, they will simply say that, well, you just weren't good at selling things. That's why you failed on the van team. But basically these van squads are essentially designed to use up and turn out these teenagers, right? So, you know, they come in, they're excited about the possibility of being successful for the first time in their life, and then they just get all of the energy just sucked out of them by this awful working situation that they've been thrust into. And that's just my brief recap from remembering talking about those stories over the years. It's not hard to find story after story after story. You know, you go online and you know, look up van sales team or something like that. There's a certain term you can search for that you can find just plenty of experiences that people have had, and they're almost all negative. You know, there are occasional people who will post, oh, this has been good. It's been a great experience. I've learned sales. And I'm not saying that there aren't some more quality people out there doing that kind of work, but I suspect it's mostly lowlifes that are putting that together.
Yeah, so I found an article here from Military Times, and of course they're trying to put, like, the best spin on it that they can.
On recruiters?
No, on sexual assault in the military.
Okay.
So they've got a bunch of numbers, and one of the things that they have, and this might be where I got the two-thirds, 62% of women who have experienced a sexual assault and reported it endured some type of retribution or retaliation. Roughly the same number as what that was in 2015.
Wow. 61%?
62% of women that said that they were raped and tried to report, you know, like, follow procedure.
Were
if
punished.
This happens,
yeah.
They were punished in some way. And that way could include an additional rape by a superior.
Yep.
But they don't actually say the total percentage, but they have numbers. And in, I believe, 2014, there were nearly 6,000 reports of sexual assault.
In just the one branch or the entire military?
Entire military.
Okay.
6,000 or just under 6,000 reports. That's reports
right.
of sexual assault.
There's more than what's reported.
In just one year.
Yeah. There's obviously more than what is being reported.
Right.
How much more is open to speculation?
Yes, certainly. And how many of these were by the same person? Is this nearly 6,000 different people?
Yeah, it's a good question.
Are they putting those all together? And again, this is just in one year. So you've add up the cumulative from previous years. And yeah, it's a large number of people that are getting raped in the military.
We will come back with more. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can discuss any of these topics we've been on the subject of tonight here, or you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Still to come, more about the Church of Cannabis, 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
What if I told you that you could have the power to heal yourself and your loved ones with the gift of music? Unlock the healing secrets of the Bible with Whole Tones, a unique CD therapy program featuring 7 secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you can get free samples of this music to discover their power to create energy, relieve stress, break negative cycles, and restore damaged DNA. For thousands of years, music has been used to heal. Ancient Greek doctors used flutes, lyres, and zithers to aid in digestion, treat depression, and induce sleep. Native Americans have used music to treat disease. Today, music is used to soothe post-operative pain, lower blood pressure, and boost immunity. Now you can benefit from healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones44.com and get a free sample of the 7 secret healing frequencies discovered by King David. Visit WHOLETones44.com today for your free sample. That's WholeTones44.com. WholeTones44.com.
All right, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play in the political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to ourflags.com. That's R like rebel, R, the letter R. Ourflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? Ourflags.com. That's ourflags.com. Go now.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You may join us here toll-free, 855-453. From anywhere in the world. Now, we don't have satellite coverage everywhere, but we do cover North and Central America.
Yet.
And now a good chunk of Africa, and we heard from Akko earlier, and sounds like the internet's getting a lot better. I actually had Akko run a speed test. One of my favorite sites is speedtest.net. It's always fun to just go and see what kind of speed you're getting wherever you are. And I remember I had him run some tests. Now, it depends also on which server you connect to. So if you connect to kind of a slower server in a slower country, that will give you different results from a faster server that might be more nearby to you. But I remember when Akko and I, when he was in Bamenda, which is the nearby big city, 40 kilometers away, when he was calling us from there, I had him run a couple speed tests. And the highest speed he was able to get there was 600 kilobits per second. Now, in his hometown, he's getting almost 5 megabits per second, so almost 10 times the speed for him there in his hometown. That may be because almost no one's using it in his hometown. I don't know.
Because it's very early in the morning over there.
Yeah, that's true. It's 2 in the morning or something like that there, but... nonetheless, that's pretty good, and he's pretty happy about that. So it's cool to see the lesser developed places in the world getting internet access. It must be a very exciting thing to have happen. I mean, just to bring that level of information. And it is the woods, by the way. You and I were discussing, because I'd said that, you know, he's got internet out in the woods in Dop. And I did confirm with him that it is indeed the woods and not the desert. He said they have 8 months of rainy season there. He says there's too much rain in his portion of Cameroon. I guess the northern portion of Cameroon is where there's some desert. So there you go. You can join us here on the air, 855-453. Let's go back to the Church of Cannabis. We had discussed, mostly in the first hour, about how they have filed a lawsuit now against various different government bureaucrats, the state of Indianapolis, or excuse me, the state of Indiana, and the city of Indianapolis, and they are basically saying, you know, hey, we should have a right to use cannabis as our religious sort of sacrament. And it'll be interesting to see where this goes. Daryl, you have predicted they are going to fail because possibly the state will argue that they have a compelling governmental interest in enforcing the war on drugs, or the case may get kicked out before it even gets a hearing because there's no standing.
Right.
Essentially, in that their rights have not yet been oppressed. They have not yet been arrested for the sacramental use of cannabis.
Yes.
So,
and it also makes a difference, and I'll try not to get too legally here. It makes a difference if they're arguing that the law is invalid, or I don't think they're necessarily saying that it's invalid, but it depends on whether they're making a facial claim to the validity.
A facial claim?
So the as written, not as applied. So there's facial claim and then there's as applied. So if, let's just say for instance, and this is something that the Libertarian Party is dealing with here in New Hampshire on a ballot access case, and the judge asked the question to the ACLU attorney, are you alleging a facial challenge or an as-applied challenge?
Mm-hmm.
And that makes a difference, because if you're saying it's a facial challenge, that means that, you know, the law either applies or does not apply to everyone. If you're saying it's an as-applied, then you're basically alleging they wrote the law to target me, even though it doesn't specifically say in the law it only applies to me.
Got it.
So it depends a little bit on that, if it's a facial challenge or is an as applied. But again, they're not really trying to throw the law out. They're trying to extend the reach of the law. So, you know, that could come into question a little bit.
I guess we'll see. Right? Well, time will tell, and we will certainly keep you in the loop as we learn more about the development of the Church of Cannabis lawsuit. Now, Daryl, you were doing some digging. You found their Facebook page, which is called, what, Canitarians?
Canitarian.
And that is what the members of the Church of Cannabis are called.
They're actually, on the Facebook page, they say that they are called Cannabitarians.
Oh, really?
But that is not the name of the Facebook page.
So
but
the Facebook page says Cannabitarians, but the URL says Cannitarians?
Yes.
Is that the idea? Okay.
Yes.
Well, according to the Indy Star, it is the Cannitarians, which is what they call themselves.
Yeah, well, somebody needs to fix the
Facebook page. Yeah.
But I found their 12 commandments that they call the New Deity Dozen.
It's cute. All right.
The rule number one, or command number one, don't be an a-hole. Treat everyone with love as an equal.
That's a good rule.
Number two, the day starts with your smile every morning. When you get up, wear it first.
Ah, that's a good one. I like that one.
Help others when you can, not for money, but because it's needed.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, and I think that he carefully worded this one so that he is not in violation, treat your body as a temple. Do not poison it with poor quality foods and sodas. And the reason I say I think he worded this carefully, the photo that I see of him that he has on his Facebook page, according to ChristianPost.com.
Is he holding a soda pop?
He's holding a cigar.
Oh, a cigar.
So, you know, cigars, much worse for you than sodas in a lot of ways.
Yeah, you could argue that.
Number five is do not take advantage of people. Do not intentionally hurt anything.
Mm-hmm.
Number six,
good one.
Never start a fight, only finish them. Number seven, grow food, raise animals, get nature into your daily routine.
Mm-hmm.
Number eight, and I think this is another one that he carefully worded so as to not violate, do not be a troll on the internet. Respect others without name calling and being vulgarly aggressive.
Are you suggesting that he carefully worded that in that he is trolling in real life?
Yes, I do think that he is being a troll in the courts.
possibly in some of his activity, like, hey, guys, come to the Church of Cannabis, where cannabis is our sacrament. But we're not going to smoke it at church because bad things might happen. Because
I'm scared.
Yeah, I think he's definitely doing some trollish things. And the definition of troll, for people that might not be familiar, and troll's one of those words where it's sort of expanded beyond the definition, is to do something to intentionally get a specific reaction. Number nine, he says, spend at least 10 minutes a day contemplating life in a quiet space.
Well, before you go on with the remaining few there, the whole idea that he's trolling, I think there's certainly evidence that the whole purpose of forming this church was essentially to challenge the law, the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, to some extent, or to see how far its reach would be. Do you think that the fact that he's trolling is going to hurt his case?
I think he's trolling his own members.
You think so?
Plus the state. But I don't know if...
I mean, didn't he buy a church?
I mean, he's got a building.
Right. That's a pretty big investment into trolling, right?
Right. But I'm not necessarily saying that filing the lawsuit is the trolling part. I'm saying the way he's conducting the services is the trolling part by saying, Church of Cannabis! Cannabis is our sacrament!
Yeah.
And people show up expecting to smoke weed. And then they don't get to smoke weed. That's what I consider to be trolling.
Interesting. All right. Number 10?
Number 10 is, when you see a bully, stop them by any means possible. Protect those who cannot protect themselves. Number 11, laugh often, share humor, have fun in life, be positive. And number 12, cannabis, the healing plant, is our sacrament. It brings us closer to ourselves and others. It is our fountain of health, our love, curing us from illness and depression. We embrace it with our whole heart and spirit, individually and as a group.
Do any of their founding documents actually talk about their religion?
I've not seen any of their founding documents.
The belief in God or some sort of supreme being, some sort of universal power. Anything like that. I didn't hear any of it in the 12 commandments. Not that, you know, you would expect that in a commandment, necessarily.
Well, the first commandment of Christianity and Judaism is, I am the Lord your God, do not take my name in vain. That's number one.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, number one talks about God. None of these do. His number one is, don't be an a-hole. And number 12 talks about cannabis.
Right.
Which is for after don't be an internet troll.
And even the line about cannabis, it doesn't even mention that it gets you in touch with God or brings you closer to God. It mentions bringing you closer to other people. And if you're a pantheist, then you believe that other people are actually part of God, too. So
right.
It could come from that perspective.
He says you embrace it with your whole heart and spirit. But again, like, that's just a vague sort of, oh, yeah, and let's throw this religious-y sounding word in here.
We'll come back with more here in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you, of course, can share your thoughts with us here on Free Talk Live. Hour 3's next.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places?
Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you